Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Do you have a mentor? Are you mentoring someone? The Oxford Dictionary defines a mentor as an experienced and trusted advisor. Add to that, a person empowered and led by the Holy Spirit, one who loves the Lord Jesus Christ, and you have a glimpse of Dr. George Nagato. This is especially meaningful because he's one of my mentors for many years. But not only that, he's a mentor to influential leaders in Hawaii, across the United States, and around the world. We are, as it were, sharing him today as a treasure with you, dear friend. Well, we pause at the beginning of our program to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio show is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, for you to know him, that you might understand and experience his love, that he loves you so much, dear friend. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ today calls you to himself. In fact, it doesn't matter where you've been or what you've done or how low you've gotten in your life. It doesn't matter how much you feel like your back is against the wall. There is always hope in Jesus. And Jesus is calling you. Would you open your heart to Christ? Would you surrender your life to the Lord and follow him and receive him as your Savior and Lord? That's our prayer and our hope today. Dr. George Nagato served as senior pastor of Paradise Chapel in Waianae, Hawaii. He pastored for over 30 years. He is also one who served as district superintendent of the Hawaii Assemblies of God. He graduated cum laude with his Bachelor of Science degree from Bethany Bible College. He has a Master of Arts from University of Santa Clara, and his Master of Arts and Doctor of Ministry degrees from Fuller Theological Seminary. His international ministry includes training pastors and church leaders in Japan, Kenya, East Asia. He's married to Rose and has two grown daughters, Georgine and Dion, and three grandsons. Pastor George, welcome to our show.
Oh, it's so good to be here with you, Pastor Danny.
Well, I know that you're a Hawaii man through and through. Mm-hmm. Give us a little background as far as where you grew up.
I grew up in kind of like a Puerto Rican camp in Palama. And so I got used to all of the Puerto Rican food like pasteles and panadilla and gandhuri rice and all of that. And it was a great time for me to grow up in the Palama area. Went to Likiliki Elementary School, Kalakaua Intermediate, and graduated from Farrington High School in 1965.
You need to know that when he said he graduated from Farrington, his right hand went up with a fist pump, it was like a shout of victory and pride and honor for being a governor.
That's right. And you know, whenever we have a memorial service for one of our classmates, yeah, we always end up singing the alma mater.
It's a beautiful alma mater.
It's a beautiful.
My mother used to sing it. Uh-huh. My mother, of course, my mother is a 53 grad, and my sister also went to Farrington. So, yeah, she would sing it, and I always remember it was such a sweet, sweet a song.
Yes.
Pastor, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
My growing up years, I believe I've had a lot of young adults.
Can you sing the alma mater just a little bit? While we're here, while we're talking about it, let's take a moment. I want to hear it again.
To you, our own dear alma mater, we praise our love and loyalty and ring a tribute all together that all may hear our songs to thee. So let us raise her royal banner, and it will hold victorious way, and mingle merry hearts and voices in praise of Farrington. I'm not a singer, Danny, so.
Well, I believe you're going to touch a lot of hearts with that.
Yes.
Mentor. Mm-hmm. You're a mentor to me. But who influenced you in your growing up years?
Well, I think one of the first prominent lady that I had was a Puerto Rican lady by the name of Mary Supabedia. And I always used to go to Michael, the neighbor's house, to play games like Monopoly and cards and all of that. And one day she opened up her Bible and she shared me about Jesus Christ. And I was so convicted by the Holy Spirit. I just went home and I was shaken. And the Lord convicted me so much, and I couldn't hardly sleep. And I started to go to their home church for a while. And one day I received Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. She was one that was very influential. Then along the way in my years in high school, I finally went and attended the Kaneohe Assembly of God in Benjamin Parker School. And in there, because my parents were not Christians at that time, I had some key people like Richard and Elaine Arita, Tommy and Charlene Arita. They always used to come and pick me up from my home Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Friday evening for youth, and always cared for me, always picking me up. And if it wasn't for them, I don't think I would be serving the Lord today. People who care, and they pursue you, and that was a great time. And I grew in the Lord at that time. Mm. And then I graduated from Farrington High School in 65. Then I went to the University of Hawaii. I wasn't a scholar. I tried studying, and I didn't have good study habits. And after 2 years, I nearly flunked out of the University of Hawaii. I had a 1.3 average, 1.7 cumulative average, and I was about to just get kicked out of school. And I said, I'm going to join the Air Force because I don't want to get drafted. I want to join the Air Force. And the waiting list was about 6 months long. And I said, wow, 6 months. And then my pastor at that time, David Paco, he encouraged me. He just came back from Bethany Bible College in Santa Cruz, California. And he said, George, have you ever considered going to Bible college? I said, Bible college? I'm flunking out of the University of Hawaii. Would that Bible college even accept me? He said, go ahead and try. So I applied there, and I got accepted. I got accepted. So I went up there. My parents were not Christians, so I didn't have the money to go up there. But at that time, I was working at the cannery, Dole Cannery. Every summer, working at the Dole Cannery. Loved it, met a lot of people there. And I got barely enough to go to the first semester of Bible college. I said, yes, okay, I'll go there. And I loved it there. I was hungry for the Word of God. And so I went there, and I did well in school. But at school there, I saw all of these other students receiving money. They got letters from family members, friends, $50, $100. And every time I go to the mailbox, I don't have any of those. And I said, what is going on, Lord? What's happening? But, because I did well in Bible college after my first year, Norman Arneson, one of the key figures in my life, he taught Bible. And I loved his teaching. And I did well in his classes. And so he asked me to work for him as his assistant the following year. And that was an answer to prayer, because after my first year, I thought, I can't come back here because I don't have enough money to come back the second semester. And the president's wife, Dorothy Burnett, who worked in the reception room where, you know, operating, you know, they had the phone operator, she found out about me. And see, I was going to go further on. I was a drummer in high school. I was a good drummer. I played in a rock and roll band, the Mystics, we called them. I played in a dance band, the marching band, concert band, Kalakaua in Farrington. And I loved playing the drums. And so I was going to play someplace else because I didn't have the money to come back second semester. And they found out about me doing that. And the president called me and he said, George, what's happening? And, you know, he found out my plight. And he gave me the president's scholarship for the following year. And I just rejoiced in that. Not only that, Danny, I quit the drums after high school. You know, I just quit playing. But in my after my first year there, Noel Wilson, who was the instructor for the small group of choir members and band, asked me to play the drums. At that time, way back in 1967, 68, there were no drums in the churches. And so he asked me to play drums and the traps and the timpanis. And I went, I didn't even have to audition. He just put me in there. And it was great. I went from church to church on Southwest region there, California, Oregon, Washington, Colorado, Texas, you know, New Mexico. It was a great experience. And but, you know, of course, because when you do something that is in the beginning, you start off something, I got a lot of stink eyes playing the drums in different churches because they weren't ready for that, some mm-hmm. of them. But it was a great experience.
You were part of the church innovation, the worship. Yes. You're a pioneer in worship innovation back then, Pastor George. Pastor George Nagato with us today. I'm so glad that you're joining us here at the Good Life Radio program because this is a real blessing to have a mentor like Pastor George. And like I said earlier, I feel like I'm sharing him with you, and I'm sharing him with you with a joyous heart because of what God has to deposit into your spirit as he shares heart to heart with you today. When we come back, more from Pastor George. Pastor George has had a full career in ministry. He's still in ministry. He's still being used by the Lord to speak. His ministry has really expanded. He's highly revered in the Assemblies of God. And yet, at the same time, the Lord has expanded his ministry even beyond that. A true statesman, really. Pastor George Nagato, what a blessing to have him with us today. Sharing heart to heart with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiyawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Pastor George Nagato, well, we've traveled to Africa together. We've traveled to Asia together. And, you know, you don't really... you can know someone. You can know someone from a distance. You can even know someone because you have coffee together, or maybe have a meal or two together. But you don't really get to know someone unless you travel together and you minister together, especially overseas. And you're there together day after day after day. And you know what? In those times with Pastor George, my love and admiration, it just grew deeper and deeper for him and his leadership and the genuineness, so much so, and this doesn't always happen, so much so that I begin to bear even more of my soul, more of my heart, because of the trust that has been more deeply established. And that's why I share heart to heart with you how much of a privilege this is. Danny Yamashiro here, Suzanne Marr, my co-host. We're grateful that you're with us today. If you're tuning in right now, or maybe caught the tail end of the last segment, hey, you can get this program as a gift. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. It's a free podcast. And as I normally say, go ahead and share it with a family member or friend. Pastor George, 3 decades plus of ministry, pastoral ministry, much of this time at Paradise Chapel, Assemblies of God. They're on the west side of Oahu. What do you treasure most in the years of your pastorate at Paradise Chapel?
A couple of good things. I love equipping and empowering people to make a difference in people's hearts and lives. And my first decade there, I had what we call Stephen's Ministers training. 50 hours training all of my people to do lay caring ministry, because there were a lot of hurting people out there in Waianae, and one person can't do all the job. And so to train our people to do that and multiply that ministry was one of the highlight of that decade. I really cherish that. Another decade, Danny, was when I, you know, after going to Fuller and writing a book,
A Caring Ministry.
A Caring Ministry, yes. You were the one that published our book, my book, because nobody wanted to publish my book. You know? But that's when I met you, and you asked me a question. Would you like to go to Kenya on a mission trip, George? I said, Kenya, you're crazy. That's on the other side of the world. I'm not going to go there. But then you ask a key question. Where's your heart? What do you want to do? And my heart was to prepare people to go into the ministry or who are in ministry to take them up to another level. And you gave me the opportunity with the team to go to Kenya. And I thoroughly enjoyed that. It was my first mission trip, but then it was the first of many, about maybe 10, 12 more that I went with Jesus Christ is Calling You Ministries. Not only that, it propelled my people to go on mission trips, short-term mission trips, where they never did go before. And that was one of the highlights of the ministry at Paradise Chapel, to instill and to inspire many to go on short-term mission trips. I love that. One of the things that I really learned to is to love the people out in Waianae. Waianae is a place where a lot of people have many comments about. But I found that on one hand, if you pastor Waianae, you need to be callous on one side. Otherwise, they're going to walk all over you, tough people. But then on the other hand, you need to be very sensitive because there's a lot of hurting people out there, a lot of hurting people. But God gave me a good season out there. I loved being out there. One of the things that really helped me, Danny, too, is loving the people that you serve, lifting them up, remembering them. And it's a relationship. I believe ministry is about relationship more than tasks. They'll remember you because of the relationship that you have with them. I just had two of the older ones pass away Sunday and Monday this week. I no longer pastor the church, but their families called me and shared with me what has happened. Former chief of police, Michael Nakamura, who's also a former classmate. He played ball with me at Little League. He played in a band with me. He became the chief of police for the city and county of Honolulu. And one of the things I learned from Mike, and this is how we learn from each other, he said, I call up all of my officers on their birthdays, no matter where I am at. The chief of police calling his officers. I never forgot that. And I said, you know what? Why can't I, as pastor, I don't have a church of 1,000, so, you know, it was practical for me. I'm going to start calling all of my parishioners on their birthdays and their anniversaries. And then when he became superintendent, I said, I'm going to continue to do that. Continue to do that. Until today, some of them still remember that because it was a special time for their lives on their birthdays and anniversaries. And to have a pastor or the superintendent to call them, it really gripped and touched their hearts. And so I thank the Lord for giving me a sensitivity to people in that, you know, and so they'll always remember that. But Paradise Chapel, 34 years, you know, sometimes I'm thinking, wow, it's a long time. But before I went there, you know, I was working at Long's Ala Moana. And I fought God with that because as soon as we came back in 1973, I quit Long's Santa Cruz. I said, forget Long's. I had, you know, that's it already. When I came here, nothing opened up, my full-time ministry, vocational ministry, where I could support Rose and myself. And so the only place that opened up was Long's Ala Moana. I said, what is this? Unloading dog food and toilet paper and stacking up Jell-O. And, you know, I went to school, Lord. You called me to ministry. Where's the opening? All my other friends were in youth ministry and assistant pastors and this and that. I'm in the receiving department of Long's. And my attitude was pretty bad. I said, God, my Lord. So one day I went out at Ala Moana Park and looked up into the hills from whence cometh my help. And the Lord says, George, if you think Long's is tough, the ministry is a lot tougher. And I'm grooming you. I'm working on you. I'm refining your character. I'm working on your skills. I said, okay, Lord. Then I repented. When I repented, when you repent, everything changes. It affects your thinking. It affects your doing too as well. And you know what happened? It reflected in my work. I moved up the ladder real quick, became receiving manager, junior department manager, senior department manager. Next step was going to be assistant store manager someplace or whatever. But, you know, God is so good. You know, then what happens is that I was ready to say, okay, Lord, if you want me to stay at Long's, I'll work at Long's all my life because it's good. It's good. You got profit sharing. We got to buy things that cost plus 10%. That's great. Great. Okay, I can live with this. Then Paradise Chapel opened. I wasn't the first choice. I was about the fourth or fifth choice. I said, Lord, why and I? It's just like Kalihi, Palama. I'm not going to go out there. No way. But they wanted us to be there. They wanted us to be the pastor after being there for a tryout. And so, okay, Lord, I put in my 2 weeks notice at Long's, went out there. And, you know, they had some struggles there. And so I struggled with them. But I had to repent after, you know, a while. I said, Lord, if you want me to be here at Paradise Chapel for the rest of my life, I'll do it. And when that happened is that things changed. The ministry started to grow blossom, become strengthened and all of that. Why? Because I had to repent. I had to change again. And I've been there, what? I was there when the time I retired for half of my life. Mm-hmm. Half of my life. And that was a great time, a great experience, until the time when the Lord says, okay, now is the time to leave. You got to pass the baton on, transfer the baton on to somebody else. And that's another whole thing that I shared with the Kalihi Union a couple Sundays ago too as well. The baton. You know, I receiving the baton, running with the baton, and releasing the baton. And I shared that the United States, when we first started out as a nation, George Washington, the first president of the United States, and incidentally, I'm named George because I was born on George Washington's birthday, February 22nd. So when he gave his presidential speech, inaugural address, then he moved his leadership team over to St. Paul's Chapel. And if you've ever been there, there's a pew for him. But he led the nation, the leadership in prayer. That's how our nation really got started. And America became one of the most prosperous, blessed, influential nations.
I got a sense of where he might go with this. And I get a sense that it might include talking about great games, like the Olympic Games, like passing the baton at a sprint relay. When we come back from our break, Pastor George will elaborate. It impacts, actually, what we are going through today. It impacts what we are experiencing in our own lives. This is not only on a national or international level. It comes down even to a very personal level, relating with yourself, relating with our families. When we come back, more from Pastor George. Pastor George Nagato, or Dr. George Nagato, is the author of the book, A Caring Ministry, A Strategy for Church Growth. He's traveled widely to train pastors and church leaders in Asia, Africa, throughout the Pacific Islands. But he's with us today. And as you can tell, there's a lot that stirs in him. And it comes out with a heart of love, tenderness, and compassion, even for you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, when we talk about passing the baton, how important is that? You say, well, I guess it is important. Well, there are many implications to the way we pass batons. But before our break, Pastor George was talking about the prosperous nation of America, starting with George Washington and the time of prayer at St. Paul's Cathedral. Well, Pastor George, who is, by the way, named after George Washington, because they're born on the same day,
exactly,
same birthday, sharing about transitions, sharing about legacy. Pastor, what are you most passionate about in this season of your life?
In this season of my life, you know, when we were growing up, Danny, we didn't have people speaking into our hearts and our lives as ministers. And that was really frustrating for many of us. And so it was my, God has been dealing with me the latter years of my ministry at Paradise Chapel and serving as superintendent. I wanted every one of our ministers and every one of our people to never say that nobody spoke into their hearts and lives. And I believe that every one of us, you see, because when you look at athletes, Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods or whatever, they all have coaches. And I believe that every one of our ministers should have mentors and coaches. And if every one of us has a mentor or a coach, and we're coaching or mentoring somebody else, that bridges the generations together, the passing of the baton from one generation to the next generation. If you read 1 John chapter 2, he talks about fathers, young men, and children. And we need to do ministry that embraces all three generations. When I go to a church, I observe, is there a balance of the older, the younger, and the children? Some churches have more of one than the other, and we need to work in having that balance. But going back to my heartbeat, I wanted to create a culture of coaching at Paradise Chapel too as well. I wanted every one of our people to have a coach and coach somebody else too as well. That's where it's at. And it's a transferring of the baton. And I go back, you know, and I gave the illustration of the 4x100 relay, girls relay in these Olympics. And in 2000, prior to 2000, the women always won the gold. But in 2000 in Sydney, what happened there is that the baton was transferred sloppily and we lost the gold. We didn't win the gold. In 2004, the transfer was made too late, hanging onto the baton a little too long, and we were disqualified. In 2008, the baton was dropped in a transfer in the semifinals, and we were disqualified. And what happens is that we need to be very careful, because I believe the baton can be the great commission, the great commandment, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it needs to be passed on with excellence, healthily. You know, when you pass the baton on, the one passing the baton has to run at the same speed as the one receiving the baton, and the one that receiving the baton has to run at the same speed too as well. So, you know, we've got to be healthy, we've got to be in condition, and we need to make that transfer with excellence, at the right timing, and all of that. And I believe that this needs to continuously happen, because we're in a nation today where we are at today. The church is in a condition today because of not passing the baton on the way we should be passing the baton on. And I'm concerned about the following generations. 100 years from now, should the Lord tarry, where is the church? Where is our nation? Where is Hawaii going to be? In 1850, about 90% of Hawaii was Christians. And I believe that the key is the passing on of the baton from one generation to the next generation. We need to do that with excellence and be healthy too in doing that.
You talk about health. You talk about in the passing, there has to be a release. The one who holds it has to let go. And then, of course, the one who's going to take it needs to embrace it, needs to grab hold of it and make it their own. There are challenges that go in terms of health in that way. These things relate with family, too. And we spoke briefly about golf and playing with your family, playing with your grandkids. I mean, that speaks of a certain kind of health. And I think about Rose, your wife, who has been with you through all these years of ministry. How did you meet Rose?
I met Rose in Bethany Bridal College. Right.
So, by the way, Suzanne is just, you know, I could just see her just staring and just mesmerized by what what you're saying. So Bethany, so you also, besides the degree, you get the MRS degree too.
Exactly.
Rose
is from the island of Kauai, Kamakani, Kauai. Sugar plantation, and her dad just passed away a couple of years ago, but lived in a plantation there, and she came over here to go to business school for a year, and then she went to Bethany Bible College. And when I went there on campus, they asked me, George, do you know Rose? I said, no, I don't know Rose, until I finally met her and all of that, you know. And she was working for one of the professors there too as well. She's a sharp girl, really good girl, you know. And we've been married now for 49 years, and I thank the Lord for her. She's a gift from the Lord to me. She's taking care of me through all of my years of ministry, giving up her dreams, her passions, to be a pastor's wife, to be a superintendent's wife, and all of that. And gone with me through all what we've gone through. She worked. She wasn't, you know, we didn't pastor a church where they could, you know, so she had to work. She worked at Long's too for a while, setting up the ads, you know, and doing that. And she worked for the community college too, and then later too at the University of Hawaii in the admissions. But she caught the bus, the 5 o'clock bus every morning to go to work. Came home, you know, in evenings, and was expected to do church stuff too as well. And what a precious jewel, priceless, you know. And I thank the Lord. She took care of me these last 3 years, especially after going through all of my surgeries too as well. And so we're going to try to enjoy it. Now I have breakfast with her every morning. We have our oatmeal and papaya every morning. And we have communion every morning. Mm. His broken body, shed blood. Mm. For what Christ has done for all of us. Save our souls and spare our lives and giving us a season where we enjoyed, as far as ministry is concerned, the people that have come into our lives and blessed us. And so it's grateful and thankful to the Lord.
How would you advise now in this season, able to reflect and look back and process, how would you advise some pastoral insights, Pastor George, on raising children?
Raising children, you know, I love my girls. I wish I had boys, you know. That's why I named my first one Georgine instead of Junior, George Junior, you know.
Is this George Foreman we're talking with?
And my two girls, what we wanted to do is raise them to be balanced. We wanted to have them be balanced and strong spiritually, academically, athletically, and musically. And so in having them we have devotions and every day. And I was a little bit too rigid in some areas, because every time we had a service like that, I would ask them what were the points of the message. You know, I didn't want them to just fidget around the whole time, but they had to know that, you know. But they were solid in the word. Secondly, as far as academics, yes, because I wasn't a good student, I wanted them to be good students, to do well and not have a hard time in writing and doing. I mean, I had a hard time in college, Danny. I had to do, you know, when I was in high school and even sometimes in college, I had to find these smart girls to help me do my papers and all of that. Especially in high school, I had to find these smart Japanese girls to help me do the papers, you know. But I didn't want my girls to go through that. And they had a solid background as far as going to school and did well in school. And both of them went on to college. Georgine got her nursing degree at Pacific Lutheran University, and now works for the Department of Health here in as a public health nurse. And Dion went all the way to get her doctorate from USC in education. And so we're proud of them for doing the academics. Athletically, I had Georgine play tennis, and I had to go to all the practices and all the private lessons too. I love baseball, and so I had Dion play softball. And I got involved with the Pro City Bobby Sox League. I was a player agent there. Had to schedule all the practices, the fields, and the games and all of that. But spent time with the girls in their sports too as well. Because both of them went to Pro City High School, you play in a band. So Georgine played the flute, and Dion played the trumpet, but later changed to baritone in there. And so, you know, try to have them balanced in their lives. And so spending time with them, spending real good time with the quality time, knowing their love languages and finding out what they, you know, how they know they're loved, and doing that. So,
yeah. Well, words of wisdom from the heart and from experience. Pastor George Nagata, when we come back from our break, well, he mentioned about some health challenges that he recently had. As you could hear, at moments there's a quiver in his voice. Now we can see him tearing up when he talks about communion, when he talks about having communion on a daily basis, when he talks about the body and the blood of Christ, and when he talks about having breakfast with his precious wife, Rose. I think at this season of life, perspectives change, and appreciation for things that are simple become that much more profound. Pastor George will share more when we come back. By the way, Pastor George, your favorite baseball team?
MLB? The Giants.
The Giants, okay.
San Francisco Giants.
Okay, some people are cheering and some people are sneering right now. But when we come back, more from Pastor George Nagata.
I love the question. Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042. 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show, Danny Yamashiro. Suzanne Maurer, we're enjoying this time. You know, sometimes I wish you were able to hear the talk even during the breaks, because we talk about family, we laugh about things, and in this last break we talked about grandchildren, and Pastor George is a golfer. I played with him once, and well, he never asked me to play with him again, Suzanne. I mean, that tends to happen to me. People invite me once, and then when they play, I don't get the second invite. Well, he is an outstanding golfer. I think, Pastor George, you're a scratch golfer, aren't
you?
No,
I'm not.
Well, I was thinking it was because you beat him so badly,
oh,
Danny.
Oh, no. It's more, I think, of a saving of face for the one that invites me, so they don't invite me back. Well, you're listening to the Good Life Radio program. Pastor George Nagata with us, and in addition to golfing, and he's back on the golf course now.
That's wonderful.
That speaks about his the healing that he's gone through, restoration that's taking place. Pastor George, what have you gone through recently, the challenges, the difficulties that you faced physically?
Well, I know that the Lord wanted me to step down and from being superintendent and pastoring in 2014. And I thought, wow, okay, I'm going to have my time to myself. I can do whatever I want and all of that. And as soon as I stepped down, several months after that, I found out I had prostate cancer. And I said, wow, what am I going to do now with all of this? And I had to go through surgery, prostatectomy there. And I realized how God created our bodies is miraculous. And when I had to go through prostatectomy and the incontinence, I'm being vulnerable this morning, mm-hmm. incontinence, and of course, you can't have sex, you know, like we used to. What devastation in that sense. How do you handle all of that? And you had to go through Kegel exercises like the women did, you know, and all of that. And when you are helpless, and you feel hopeless, and you don't know how can you handle this? Lord, how can I handle this? It's very frustrating, confusing, fearful too as well. And after that, I found out, I had some back problems and sore back after walking a while like that. And it went on for a while until finally I said, it's got to be something more than just, back thing like that. And I had my prostate surgery in 2015. Then at the end of 2016, this is, I'm just recovering from prostate cancer surgery. I found out in 2016, December, that I had three blockages, one at 90%, one at 80%, and one at 70%. Time bomb for stroke or heart attack. And I asked the doctor, why didn't I have one? He said, number one, the Lord. Number two is that somewhere your body, when that happens, it forms another vessel or whatever so that the blood can flow through another. And I said, wow, look at how God puts in. And so I learned a lot about the goodness of God through at this time. But triple bypass surgery was really traumatic for my body. I just had a hard time with that. And it took, you know, when you open your chest and you can't do this, you can't do that. You know, you preach and you teach and about the goodness of God, about the faithfulness of the Lord, trust in God. God is our healer. God is our sustainer. And be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You know, when you teach and you preach that, you can go do it with gusto. But when you go through it yourself, I've got to admit, I said, who am I? Wow. And all the fears, you know, and you feel shameful about it. I shouldn't feel this way. You know, you were a pastor. You were a superintendent. What's the matter with you? You should be strong. But you see, that's where God can take it all. When you're confused, when you're frustrated, when you're broken, when you're hurt, God can take all of that. And he said, I'll take you. And it was a crockpot recovery, not a microwave recovery. And it's hard because we want things to be done instantaneously. And God says, I'm going to build character in you some more. I said, I had enough of that building of a character. But he wants to work and refine. And I find myself getting into the Word a little bit more deeper. You get to know the Lord much more intimately during those times. Intimately. And the promises of saying, I'll be with you. You know, you want to get healed right away, but he said, I'm going to be with you. My grace is sufficient for you. Take it. Believe me, Lord. George, believe me. Trust in me. And it's so hard. I used to go bananas at times. Take it out on Rose. But nothing happens to us, I learned, without God's permission. We don't like that. But nothing happens to us, his sons and his daughters, without his permission. And the one thing that pulls us through is that he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Fear not, nor be dismayed. I will uphold you. I will strengthen you. I will lift you up with my right hand. And we got to just stand on that naked word of God. And I learned so many scriptures that have become so intimate with me.
What scriptures?
1 Peter 5:10. The Lord who has compassion on me. Yes. Thank you, Lord, for showing compassion to me. The Lord who, it slips my mind right now, but I mean, you know, the Lord who is gracious unto me for his eternal covenant. After a season, after a little while, he will restore you, make you firm, strong, and steadfast.
With that.
And the God of all grace, and the God of all grace, who has called you unto his eternal glory. After you have suffered a little while, he himself will restore you, make you strong, firm, and steadfast.
That's a word, Pastor, to someone who's struggling right now. Would you lead us in a prayer for this dear one? As you share your heart, it speaks right to someone's point of need. We've got a couple minutes left. Can you lead us in a prayer and pray for this dear friend, this dear brother or sister, that's listening right now?
Our gracious Lord and our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you are accessible and we can come to you any time of the day, any condition that we're in. And we pray specifically now for your sons and your daughters, that man and that woman who is struggling and fighting through the physical challenges, which affects them emotionally and mentally, and spiritually too as well. I pray that your hand would be placed upon them. I pray that you would embrace them, O God. Surround your arms around them and squeeze them and let them know that you love them and care for them, O God. and speak words of life, speak words of hope, speak words of peace, speak words of strength to them, Lord God, on a personal level. May they hear from you, O God, and that you would move them in their hearts, O Lord Jesus, to know, O God, that you love them and care for them, and you're going to be with them throughout the whole battle. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, O God. And in the presence of our enemies, you prepare a table before us. The devil rejoices, but, O God, we know that you're bigger and greater than our sicknesses, illness, and diseases. You're bigger than all of what we're going through, O God. And I pray, O Father, as we look up to you, we believe you, O Father. We will trust in you. We rely upon you. And we know that with your right hand, you will strengthen us. You will encourage us. You will lift us up. And we're going to make it. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ our Lord. And may your blessings go with us. May your presence, may your power, and your peace go with us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor George, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. It's been a joy and a delight to be on this program.
Hope-filled words from Dr. George Nagato. My friend, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, I believe this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video there for you. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, we certainly need them. Financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I want to thank you in advance. 2 Timothy 2:2, and the things you've heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, and trust to reliable people who will also be able to teach others. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Dr. George Nagato. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Nelson, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.